Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But Ingo and Roberts in the midday. Dave Gettleman met the media the other day, and the one thing I've learned my time on Earth is that right before the draft, even a month before the draft, the general manager is going to tell you nothing.
Nothing.
And anything they do tell you, they're trying to misdirect you.
Of course.
And so the draft becomes this event that's exciting, that you look forward to, that you think about for a while. But very soon after the NFL season ends, you get to the point where it's, all right, shut up and get to the draft. And that's where I'm at. Shut up and get to the draft. I'm not talking to Gettleman. I'm not telling him to shut up.
Right,
I have too much respect for him. I just mean in general.
Life in general.
Life in general. Shut up. Let's get to the draft. Because I've seen 8,000 mock drafts.
Oh, my God.
The Giants and Jets have drafted 577 different combination players.
Right.
And so it gets to the point of, let's get there.
Right. And then you got Meta getting the Jets trading out of the first round pretty much. You know, let's trade out of the first round. What the hell? So we got to get a second round pick. So let's trade the third pick in the draft.
Yeah.
That's nonsense.
There's a lot of smoke to that. And that kind of scares me.
Yeah. Because
the only way I'd have interest if I'm the Jets in trading back.
You can't trade to 15. That's too far.
That's too far of a jump for me.
Look, I'm going to say this again. And I hope McCagnan is not playing games here. You are going to get one of the premier defensive players in this draft. You are getting either Bosa, Allen, or Williams. You get one of them. There's no doubt. No doubt.
That is correct.
About it.
That is correct.
You do not mess with. You don't mess around and trade. Oh, I got to have a second round pick, so let me trade the pick and take the offensive lineman from Alabama at 15. No, no, no. No.
The game changer is if I'm getting a first next year. And I'm not moving that far back. Those two things matter.
I would not go back beyond maybe the Giants at 6. You know what, bro? I'm not trading a pick.
Okay.
I want one of these premier defensive players.
No, but you are trading the pick because we made a mock trade 3 weeks ago that you said you would do with the Giants.
I don't know if I'm doing it anymore.
You change your mind?
Yeah, I want one of those guys.
All right.
And I the more I think about it, the more I'm saying – I am getting one of those three guys.
Can I tell you something a little screwy but sort of true?
Go ahead.
Doesn't it feel, and it's happened to the Jets, it's benefited the Jets a couple of times, at least on paper, doesn't it feel that every year there is a guy who just falls?
Yeah, yes. Oh, there's no question about it. Okay. That happened to Leonard Williams a couple of years ago.
Okay.
He didn't fall that far. But what did he get him at 6?
That is correct. Jamal Adams fell.
Right.
I know this didn't work out, but I'll never forget when the Giants drafted Eli Apple. Oh, my God, Eli Apple. Look how far he fell. It happens, even though that didn't work. So just hear me out for a second.
Yes.
Let's say you made a trade to go to 6. And I don't think it's going to happen, but let's just say.
Right.
I actually don't think it's nuts to think that one of those three could fall.
I guess. I mean, look, certainly if somebody trades up to get a quarterback, that's a possibility.
Well, first of all, if someone's trading up to the Jets at 3, what do you think they're taking?
No, of course.
They're taking a quarterback.
Of course.
And as unlikely.
But I'm not going back to 15 for that guy.
I never said 15.
Right.
I'm talking 6 or 7. And that's the thing the Giants have to think about. And this is where I agree with Dave Gettleman. Because Dave Gettleman said yesterday, I don't go with need. If you go to need, you screw yourself. You got to get the best available player. I, for the most part, agree with him. Most part.
Maybe.
But as much as I think the Giants should draft a quarterback and I would draft Dwayne Haskins, can I say this, by the way, about Dwayne Haskins, Ernie? Can I say that Dwayne? We're going to have Dwayne Haskins on Monday, which is great. We're excited about that.
We hope.
We hope. You never know.
We're supposed to have Dwayne Haskins on Monday.
We were supposed to have Gio Gonzalez on, too.
Right.
We were supposed to have Josh Jacobs on.
we're supposed to have a lot of guys on.
Very fair point. You know what I mean?
All right.
We're supposed to have, as much as it makes sense for the Giants to draft a quarterback, and if they love Haskins, take Haskins, right? It isn't crazy that the Raiders take a quarterback.
Yeah, no, I understand it.
And that maybe Josh Allen or Quinnen Williams fell to the Giants at 6.
Maybe.
That could happen.
To the Jets at 6. And maybe.
No, the Giants at 6.
Oh, to them.
I'm just assuming they keep the pick.
I see.
If that happened, that does change maybe your philosophy on what the hell you're going to do. Now, I know with quarterbacks, that's the game changer. Because if you need a quarterback, you got to go get a quarterback. That's why with quarterbacks, if you just list guys based on the best available player, the quarterbacks are not even in the top 10, right? Even Kyler Murray, Drew Lock, Dwayne Haskins.
But
teams need quarterbacks.
Right.
So you're going to draft them higher. It's just natural.
Right.
That's the way the world works. So that's the thing I'm intrigued by, that something kooky could happen in this draft.
Yeah.
Maybe not with our football team, but maybe with San Francisco, maybe with Oakland.
Could be.
Maybe even with Tampa.
I want no kooky. I want...
No, not the Jets. I'm not saying the Jets. The Jets are going to draft it. The Jets, to me, unless they trade back, are taking Bosa, Quinnen Williams, or Josh Allen.
Yes.
Done.
And I want one of them specifically. Allen will be the guy.
I
will take any of those three.
I agree.
That's my feeling.
But the things around the Jets could get kooky, where all of a sudden the Giants are sitting there at six, and oh my God, Quinnen Williams is sitting
there. Yeah, right. It could be.
We've seen it.
No. I've seen that happen. That's fine. And if that happens, that's fine, as long as the Jets have Allen or Bosa.
No, and I think they would. I don't think the Jets aren't drafting those guys unless they just trade back.
Yeah.
Well, for whatever reason.
I'm a little worried about it.
But I tell you, with the Jets, I'm 80% sure they're taking one of those three guys. There's a 20% chance they trade back. With the Giants at six, I have no idea.
I don't know.
And I think that Gettleman's done a pretty good job of leaving us to think that it could be anything.
Yes.
I mean, it could be anything.
And they also have 17. So.
And that's a big factor, too.
Right.
You know, the Giants could draft one of the big three if they fell. They could draft Dwayne Haskins. They could draft Rashawn Gary. Who knows? Maybe they take Jawan Taylor.
Maybe.
To lock it at right tackle and say, let's go.
Yep.
Now our offensive line is set.
Yep.
They could.
Could be.
Did they take that linebacker, Devin White? Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. Do they trade back? Now, here's why them trading back. Because at first, somebody called up, I think you were away, and said, what do you think of, or maybe it was a Saturday, I can't remember.
Right.
What about the Giants trading back? I said, why the hell would you trade back? You got 12 picks. Here's how trading back would make sense for the Giants. They have 12 picks, right?
Yes, they do.
So you're going to fill out your roster. If they could get a first, an extra first for next year, that is monstrous. Because then the Giants.
Are you trading one of the two first round picks?
Yeah, you're trading back. You're trading back. If you trade one of the first.
But are you trading out of the first round?
No. I'll give you a hypothetical.
That's what I'm saying. So you're still going to have two first round picks. You're just trading back in the first round.
Yeah. If you go from six to the mid-20s, you can't get another first round pick for next year? Is that crazy? Am I all over the place with the board?
Maybe. You probably could do that.
Do you want them to have that extra pick to possibly trade for Tua next year?
Yes. That's it. That's why I think for the Giants, the keyword is it could make sense.
Right.
But the problem is, and this goes with the Jets, it goes with the Giants. If there is a player sitting there, even in the Giants' case, if it's not a quarterback, and you believe he's going to be a superstar, don't screw around.
Yeah.
Take the guy.
No, of course.
You know? As much as you, it could make sense to trade back, get an extra first for next year, which gives you a weapon to trade up.
Yes.
If Josh Allen somehow fell, I don't think he would, but if he fell, I don't know, it could be kind of a game changer.
Well,
so that's how
I'm
it could make
concerned.
Sense for the Giants.
Look, the last couple number one picks have been pretty good. Obviously, Donald. Although we still don't really know what Donald will be, but I feel good about it at this point. Jamal Adams, obviously, the real deal. Obviously, Darren Lee has not worked out. Leonard Williams has not been the player I thought he was going to be. But I'm always concerned about the Jets with this kind of stuff. I'm always scared.
How could you not be?
Then they're gonna be cute. You know, I gotta get cute.
No, I get you.
I don't want cute. I want a big time defensive player.
And you know what the thing is with the Jets.
I've heard Greg Williams really wants Kenyon Williams.
Well, probably. Greg Williams ain't the general manager.
No,
he
I understand
want
that.
The hell he wants.
I'm saying I get that, but this is what I've heard.
No,
that's fine. I don't know what that means. I'm just saying.
I am drawn in by getting a first-round pick for next year if you're the Jets. But that extra first-round pick means a lot less for the Jets than it would mean for the Giants.
Yes.
Because getting a first-round pick next year is great. Oh, you got two number ones.
For the Giants, you could get a quarterback.
That's what you're on.
Yeah, I understand.
You're protecting yourself in case the Giants have, and not in case, you're rooting for it as a Giant fan, they have a good year.
Right.
You look at their schedule, and I think that's the first reaction a lot of Giant fans had. They looked at the schedule and said, whoa, wait a second. We can't. You're talking yourself into 9 or 10 wins.
Yeah, you can't. Don't go by the schedule.
No,
we've been through this too many years.
I do know that. I'm just saying.
Right.
You know
that's
out there.
I understand.
And if the Giants, and they're going to bring in a lot of new players from this draft, there's going to be hope. There's going to be a thing.
Right.
And that's the beauty of the NFL. There's always some. There's more hope in the NFL than any other sport from year to year.
Last year has, unless you're the Patriots, there's no correlation from last year to the coming year.
Right. So if you're the Giants and you have a surprisingly good year, and now, instead of picking number one overall, number two overall, you're picking 10th overall or 12th overall. But you have an extra first-round pick in the cupboard. I mean, you're ready. You've got the arms. You've got the weapons to move up. if they don't take a quarterback this year, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I mean, Dave Gettleman, I don't know what he's going to do.
Nobody knows.
If I had to make a prediction, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to make a prediction.
Yeah, limb.
I'm going to limb away. They are not going to take Dwayne Haskins.
Okay.
They are not going to take Drew Lock. They're going to take two defensive players or a defensive player and an offensive lineman in the first round.
Right.
But I think this is where I think they're going to take a quarterback.
Right.
In the third round.
Well, I tell you, I am right now.
I can see that.
I have to say this because it's like unbelievable. I am watching highlights right now of Al Woodall, the old Jet quarterback.
Oh, wow.
Now, look, there he is.
Why are they? Why?
I think he went because I think Brandt is like, Brandt's wearing like a Duke sweatshirt.
Oh, Daniel Jones talking about
him. Yeah, and so Woodall, I guess, because I don't really know where he went to school, so he must have went to Duke.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why he's doing it.
And Daniel Jones, obviously, has got to keep an eye on.
Highlights. I haven't seen that for, you know, since like 1970.
See, the NFL Network does pick out some goodies every once in a while.
I don't know if they know who Al Woodall is, but well, I had to look it up.
Enough to play a clip.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. The Giants are going to take either two defensive players or a defensive player and a lineman in the first round. But I do think they're going to take a quarterback, maybe not the second round, maybe the third round. And I do think they're going to trade up at some point, maybe to get in.
It'll be very interesting to see what
they may get into the second round. They may get another second round pick because remember, they've got four fives. They got a three that they got in the Brown deal. But I do think they're going to take a quarterback. And I don't buy, well, we still have Kyle because he said that at the press conference.
Oh,
well, don't forget Kyle.
No, yeah. I'm not buying LaLetta.
Yeah.
Stop.
So that's my prediction.
I am very pumped up for Thursday night.
What do you think? Do you agree with you? Go out on a limb. What do the Giants do with the two first-round picks?
I would probably say they're not taking a quarterback. I think they will take two defensive players, if you want my feeling.
So you're like me on this.
Because I think that, because obviously defense is their major issue.
Yep.
And I don't know if they're in love with Haskins. So I would probably, I still think that's a possibility. But if you ask me, I would have to probably say two defensive players.
All right.
And I do think, and I hope, I'm hoping, because I don't trust I never trust my franchise. I have no trust in them whatsoever. None. Please, Mike Maccagnan, please, don't get cute. Don't listen to Meta, okay? I know Meta has, you know, he's part of the hierarchy there. We understand that, you know? Meta's got a title with the Jets. But please.
There's a title with
the
Jets.
He does. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, Meta, you know the deal. You got to take one of those three defensive players. I'm sorry.
Are you with me that it's 80% or you think it's lower or higher?
I think it's at least 75% they do that.
Okay.
But there is that 25 jet, you know, there's that jet, we'll call it the jet percent. You know, it's like the Knicks like situation, that. You know, like the Knick percent as far as them winning the lottery. This is what I call the jet percent. Them screwing up the draft.
Before you know what I mean? You were against taking Quinnen Williams, are you more open to that now?
You got to give me one of those guys. You got to. I mean, I want Josh Allen, number one. You ask me why I want number one, I want Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But if I walk away from this draft with Quinnen Williams, I'm not going to be upset about it. I'll say that. I'm not going to get aggravated.
I'm actually leaning more towards Quinnen Williams over Bosa. The Bosa health stuff's gotta scare you, man.
I think I would agree. In fact, I said that to one of the guys outside. Josh Allen, Quinnen Williams, Nick Bosa, because of the fact that he's had the injury.
Yeah.
That worries me. The guy didn't play a lot of games.
Yep.
You know,
he missed
the whole year last year. I'll say this, Quinnen Williams, he better be. I don't want Leonard Williams, and that's not good enough. Quinnen Williams better wind up being Joe Green. Merlin Olsen.
Well, I'm glad you're not setting the bar too high.
Alan Page. Bob Lilly. All right.
So you want him to be a Hall
not
of Famer?
Not even Warren Sapp. I know he's a Hall of Famer. That's not even good enough. I want him to be the greatest defensive tackle of all time.
Oh, my God.
All right? That's what I want him to be. All right? That's it. I'm not asking a lot.
No, you're not asking a lot.
I'm not asking a lot. Ernie, am I asking a lot? I'm not. Come on.
You don't want to hear how the other team's game plan for him, but you don't notice it when you watch the game.
I guess Warren Sapp is okay.
Oh, good.
I guess.
Welcome.
I'd rather have, you know, like I said, Joe Green. But, you know, Reggie White would be okay, too. I want the top of the top. I want this defensive tackle that he's so good that he makes Leonard Williams into a Pro Bowler. He's so good.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Amen. Mink's got the update. We'll come back and get right to your phone calls and then Sweeney at 12:20 on the Yankees.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.